You're listening to another Woodshop Podcast, the okayest podcast of its type. Your hosts are Daniel Dunlap of Daniel Dunlap Woodworks, Peter Kapar of Petrie's Workshop, and am I reading this right? You guys are bringing this guy in as a third host? There goes the podcast.
Welcome to episode 200 of another Woodshop Podcast. We lasted longer than people expected. We released more episodes than anyone really expected. We violated several OSHA and Geneva Convention rules, but here we are, episode 200, and we figured it's about time we bring in a third host to fill in all the awkward silences that Dan and I leave in the hour and a half long show. So we are happy to announce and welcome our third new host, Braden Bogues. Woo!
Who?
That's a lot of enthusiasm for like a 3-episode contract.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's slowly. We locked you down. It's good.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Guys, if you missed, he's a minority hire that we got. So,
Bug Pequeño.
Yeah, a little buggo, a tiny buggo, woodworking. He's a Latin woodworker. He works a lot with exotics. But also, Dan, do you know who else works with our exotics?
Our patrons,
yes.
Obviously.
Yeah, this guy gets it.
We have the best patrons on the planet Earth.
Better than all the other podcasts combined.
On all the planets combined.
Honestly, all 8 of them. Thanks a lot.
Including or not including Pluto?
No,
including. Don't be sacrilegious.
Pluto is a celestial body. Speaking of celestial bodies, Dan.
No, nope.
Looking good.
Is this another segue into our patrons?
No, it's just Dan lost a lot of weight, and I don't know if those are space pants, but that ass is out of this world.
I didn't like that.
No? Oh, that ass has low gravity.
I loved it.
Thank you. Can we get back to our patrons?
Yeah, they also are out of this world.
This is getting awkward.
Speaking of gravitational pull.
Speaking of attractive bodies.
Here's our patrons. So we got several new patrons this week.
Ones of.
And they are. Do I have to read this?
You have to read it. It's contractual. It's a contract. You have to read all the names.
P. Daddy from Petrie's Workshop.
Yeah, baby!
John Herbelschmeyer. He told me how to say his name, and I think I just butchered it.
You definitely sorry, did, John. But that's okay. John, still love
Jacob
you.
Fuller. Nick Vreeland of NV Woodshop. Luke Bosworth. T.A. Word Woodworks. Or is that T. Woodworks?
Team money.
Jeremy Claybaugh and Kyler. Again.
You!
A lot of new patrons this week,
wait,
you guys.
Wait, why do I see more than that? Did you call Caleb out as a new patron? Or no, Caleb. Oh, hold on. No, I'm sorry, not Caleb. Jared. Jared Lee.
Oh, Puma? Jared LaPuma.
Yeah, new VIP patron. Oh my gosh, I forgot one.
Jared LaPuma is a new patron. Thank you, Jared.
Woo!
I think that's it. Thank you, Pete. We had so many this week that I've lost track of how many we had.
We had multiple ones.
The math guy could not count.
Also, Dan, one of our patrons did reach out. Joel says thank you for a second shout out. He's afraid he's going to get billed twice. And way to butcher his name.
Joel
Balestra. It's Balestre. I probably butchered it too, but don't worry, you're not going to get billed twice. You're going to get billed thrice. That's why we read it again. Ha ha, joke's on you. Thanks for supporting the show.
So a big special shout out to all of our VIP patrons. And they are as follows. John Herbelschmeyer.
Nice.
Of Living Lath Woodworks, Luke Bosworth, as far as I know, Jared LaPuma, Tyler Booth of Temecula Yard Games, Henry Lutens, Scotty Holland of Elevated Wood Design, Charlie Coons of Stubby K Studio, Justin from Fraser Canyon Woodworks, Jesse McIntyre from Sage Hill Woodcraft, Michael at Gillette Woodworks, Victor R. Gama at Whim Designs, Bring the Nip at Nick Brim Woodworks.
Bring on the nip, bring on the noise.
Congratulations on 200 from Max and not Alyssa at Redesign Co. Matt Maynard of Patriotic Pines, Bill Burkle from WTB Woodworking, Malcolm, the voice of AWP at Boston Nova Woodworks, Justin Addy from Calvary Customs. Congrats on 200 episodes from Patrick Gensel.
I love that they changed their names. It's so great.
Michael Flickinger, Scott Shirk from Red Lake Custom Woodworks, Max and Mindy Coons of Stubby K Studio, and Justin Bailey from Campfire Woodworks. Thank you to all of our patrons, not just the VIP patrons that go above and beyond every week. But thank you to every one of you who support this show now for 200 episodes.
Which is kind of crazy. If so crazy.
You want to help support us and join the Met Army, you can go over to patreon.com/anotherwoodshoppodcast and join one of our mini tiers over there and get signed up.
Dan, you missed one.
Who'd I miss?
You missed one. I know you missed one.
Who?
You're going to have to find it.
Oh,
yeah. And while you're looking, Pete and I are going to move on.
Okay. Pete, this is Pete's Workshop?
Pete, this is that alliance that I was talking to you about.
No, we didn't get to that question yet. You're breaking continuity. No, that's not a question.
That's just a thing.
You're breaking continuity. The question comes in later, or the voicemail comes in later. Dan, don't worry about it. We're not plotting against you.
Yeah, because I'm freaking out right now.
Like, it's okay.
What are you talking about? Who did I miss?
Dan, there's nobody.
There's nobody. No. Man,
there's nobody.
He's already starting fires. I'm already regretting my decision.
Oh, the regret will be fast. The regret will be fierce. And the regret will be forced to tolerate because contractually, y'all are stuck with me now.
Yeah. For three episodes?
For three episodes.
Yeah, the contract runs out then. You know who we're not stuck with, but we choose to be with? We don't have any sponsors. There's no segue.
I was confused.
What we do have though is because it's episode 200, we actually reached out to a bunch of brands in a community that are very involved, and we got them all to throw in a little bit of something for a huge giveaway.
A little something.
So throughout this episode, we have a ton of voicemails. It's going to be basically a voicemail heavy episode, but in between the voicemails, we're going to throw in all the different giveaways and some of the, I'll list all the brands. We got Surf Prep. We got Boss Dog Glue, Total Boat, Calavera, Rockler, CNC With Me, Bumble Shoots, Patrick Gensel, Justin Bailey, and we also have some AWP swag. So all of those are going to...
Rockler.
And, well, I mentioned Rockler. Didn't I?
Did you?
Rockler this way.
Yeah. Adam is the greatest woodworker, know. Rockler. Yeah, that guy. Yeah. So yeah, no, we're giving away a bunch of stuff. We're going to be giving a different secret code phrase throughout the episodes for each one of the giveaways. And you'll have to email us to where, Dan?
awpgiveaway@gmail.com.
That's right. It'll be in the show notes if you don't know how to spell that. That's okay. Giveaway is a hard word. AWP is a lot of letters.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. So we're going to be doing secret code phrases as we come up with them. But there's a lot of fun stuff to win. And we're going to announce all the winners on next week's episode, so make sure to tune in to find out if you won.
We're going to draw the winners live next week.
I'm not that good at drawing.
During the pre-show.
Oh, like draw, like a choose. Okay.
Oh,
like
yeah, yeah, choose. Oh,
I thought I was going to have to sketch drawing. Like Adam Barnett or something.
I'm not sketching. No. Although, Braden, can you sketch? Can you draw?
I can.
Are you a good drawer?
I can do really, really shoddy cuts of people's heads on... old movie scene. So does that help?
That doesn't help.
No,
not one bit.
I got nothing. I'm out.
Okay. Well, why did we bring him in?
I don't know.
Because my RGB check cleared. Complimented over here.
Well,
his check cleared.
Aside from our sponsors, so you guys might be confused. Well, sorry about the noise, but my mic. But you might be confused as to What's a Braden Bokes? How do I get one? What is this thing that you guys added onto your podcast? Well, this thing is our good buddy Braden. And, you know, we haven't really been looking for a third for the podcast for a while, but the story goes, it was a long, long time ago, about a month ago, or actually at this point, it's like 8 weeks ago. And I had a really long day at work. Dan was like tired being slammed behind, being behind on orders. I think that's when you were like in the red with Etsy orders. And
standard procedure for me.
And it was really literally Thursday night. And I like looked at Emma and I go, I can't bring it this week. Like, I can't bring it to the pre-show. I'm not going to be able to keep that show alive this week. And like bring on my 50% of the energy. So I'm like, who can I bring on that's super easy to talk to that like, and it, the list was short. There's like three or four people that like, I feel like I can call at any time and be like,
and
yo.
He was the third person you called.
And he is in that list. Or below it, you know? No, but Braden was the first person I called. I was like, you know what? Dan's going to be happy to see Braden. They're both Nebraska boys. And he's super easy to talk to. And we always had good rapport. Let me bring him on. In no way was this even a conversation of like, you know, oh, we're looking for a third or whatever. We brought him on. And at some point, I think Braden went to the bathroom or to get a drink or something. And Dan and I just looked at each other. And we're like, did we just like find a third? I was like, is this a thing? It just felt so effortless, and you guys actually gave us a lot of good feedback on that episode. So we started chatting, exploring the options, and it's been like 6 weeks we've been talking about this. This has been a long time coming, and
it's been in the works for a
minute. It's been in the works for a minute. So we poached them from Sawdust Talk. We apologize to those guys. They lost a great part of their show, and this is just our way of trying to conquer all the podcasts. Next is Keith Johnson. He's going to be joining us too, and then we're going to try to get somebody. We might get Luke in a Garage from the Joinery podcast. We're just going to do like a Craft Will Never Die thing.
but we will actually never die.
We'll never die.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Cockroaches. We're not going to die. We're not going anywhere.
The dead can never die.
But
we're the cockroaches of podcasts.
Great review. Also,
we are in every home. You may just not see us.
If you want to help behind the walls. Grow the show, please leave a review. Actually, that is a great way to do it. The funnier, the better. The more misleading, the better. That's just kind of how we grow. But we're very excited to welcome Braden to the family. And yeah, he's going to be here for at least three episodes.
At least.
That's the joke now, I guess.
It's a trial.
It's a trial. Yeah, yeah.
Three shows, including pre-shows.
So two episodes already today. well, what's going on, boys? How's everyone doing?
Before we do this,
okay.
We've had Braden on a couple times now, but nice. I want to give Braden the platform to explain who he is and give people another introduction to who he is and what he does. So
give
Braden,
them a taste.
Braden, give the people a taste.
Do I have to say the thing?
No,
I don't know what the thing is, but I definitely want you to say
well,
it.
Well, I'll say it.
Who the hell do you think you are? Well, you're not a guest, though. I can't really say it, but...
Yeah, I didn't think
Show us all the riz that you have.
Ooh, riz.
Yeah, wait. I got a thing for that. Go for it.
Welcome. Welcome to Braden After Dark. no, I am... like many people in the community, I started woodworking and making when COVID hit because, you know, let's just tell that same exact origin story like 100,000 times. But I started doing that. I thought, hey, this is way cheaper than my car hobby. I had a Jeep Wrangler, a couple off-road vehicles. And I thought, hey, you know what? Plywood is cheaper than car parts. And
it was at the time.
Plywood. No, it was not. I went to go buy plywood the first week that it hit like $98 a sheet. And I said, what the heck have I done? Dang. And I figured, you know what? I guess I like this thing. I sold a couple sets of cornhole boards. I got real heavy into that, fixing up my house like a lot of people did. And then I did what my wife always teases me about, and I decided, you know what? This hobby is really relaxing. I'm going to find a way to make it as stressful as possible and build a business around it. And I have grown over the last couple of years from building a couple of sets of cornhole boards as gifts and spare change to buy tools to a you know, I do some craft fairs, I do some online stuff, but really my business is shaped into small scale manufacturing.
That's my word. That's my thing. You can't take that.
Nope.
No, yeah, I'm taking.
Hey, look, same. I'm in your color scheme. I'm in your business.
Why do we hire
him? But the only difference is we're in different time zones, so it's okay. Different markets.
He's in my market, actually.
Yeah, good luck, Dan. Yeah.
But anyway, so
this
yeah,
is all going wrong.
I have pivoted into small scale manufacturing. A lot of corporate branding. If I can laser it, I'm going to find a way to get somebody to give me money to laser it. So that's who I am. I'm in the community.
Wow, Brandon.
Just doing stuff.
So why, I feel like we miscalculated here, Dan. Brought him on and he's going to just take over.
I've been playing the long game.
It's not too late.
Technically, it's too late for one episode and one pre-show. Because that'll run out my 3-episode contract.
Yeah.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
y'all are definitely going to renew me for a second season, though.
I don't know. They're like Love is Blind. Should be canceled.
Let's talk about that show for a second. Well, there's not enough trolls on that show. They're all good-looking people. That is...
She looked just like Megan Fox, Dan. Just like Megan Fox.
I thought you meant trolls as in like we need more people to heckle it.
No, trolls like people that look like they live under a bridge.
I thought you meant like trolls.
Answer
like,
my riddle for love.
I thought you meant like trolls like just people trolling that like they're not there seriously.
No.
Oh, you mean actual
people
trolls.
That look like trolls.
He means
There's not enough uggos on that show.
Oh no, I just saw you for the first time, supermodel person.
Yeah.
Right?
How will I learn to love you?
She definitely looked like Megan
my
Fox.
My wife and daughter were watching that show and I was like, there's something really wrong in this show. This is not
something? Yeah, it's rough. To be fair, it's the same exact thing that people say listen to this podcast. Yeah.
We also need more uggos.
We all have a face made for radio, okay? Let's be real.
I'm the uggo.
Daddy, chill.
You are getting out of hand with these
effects. I don't know what you're talking about.
Y'all speak for yourself. I have been an international model, so...
Wait, Dan, what were you going to say? Thanks, Dan. Okay, so... Okay, actually, here's the thing. We all have a what's on a bench. There's a lot of maker news this week, but in reality, let's talk about that stuff at the end because
we got so many questions.
We have so many questions and so really many. Nice, heartwarming voicemails. Sorry, I'm looking at websites. Voicemails that we got from people. And,
what kind of website are you looking at right now currently?
Corn Hub. It's just like different types of corn.
Corn Hub.
Welcome to the sexy side of I-80.
Both sides are sexy, okay? That's the key thing about I-80. Both sides are hot.
I think we found a show title.
The sexy side of I-80. Dan was known for corn internet, which actually I'm really glad that you're not having this popcorn internet right now because it was going in and out.
Oh man, I was upset.
Dan, I hate that you're suffering because bad internet is in the year of our Lord 2024. It's the worst sin possible. But I gotta admit, it makes me feel a little bit better that you're having problems with fiber and I'm stuck just being reamed by Cox. And at least my internet is
Cox,
stable.
COX Cox, internet.
Cox internet.
This
Cox
communications. Like a Braden Hub thing.
Interpret all of that. How you will. I knew what I said.
I know. I know what I said.
I don't know. Since we started the pre-show, my internet has seemed pretty stable.
Pretty solid.
So
I guess your stories did good.
Yeah, you blew him up on the social, and they were like, "Listen, we need to send him the bits, the bytes, and the Wi-Fis."
I feel like I had no choice at that point.
You're not one to throw your weight around, but you did hit him with, "Do you know who I am?"
Well, Yeah, I don't like to do that too much, but
he doesn't like to do it. He loves to do it.
It does feel a little good, I'm going to tell you what. But I called my internet provider 3 days ago and told him that I was having some internet trouble. And by trouble, I mean like my internet would drop out 5 to 6 times an hour, which is not good.
It's not good,
especially when your livelihood relies on internet access. Stories.
Because you're a creator of content.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, the first time I called them, they were very nice. And they said that, oh, we're going to have somebody contact you and we're going to get this taken care of. I'm going to escalate the issue. I'm like, oh, this is great. Thank you. A day goes by. I don't hear anything. Call them back. What's going on? Give me an update. Yes. I'm going to escalate the issue. We'll have somebody contact you. Okay. You know, same old situation. 3 days in a row. Today, I was like, look, something needs to happen. I don't know if you know who I am, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Kind of a medium deal.
No, I didn't hit him with that. But I was like, if you don't fix the situation, I'm going to start blasting you on my social media channels, which are not small.
Wow.
But they're not huge. But like, something needs to happen. I need internet. I need an internet provider that is stable and
yeah,
that I can rely on.
If I cannot post to only Dan's at all hours of the day, I can't feed my family.
Thank you.
I can't get my feet pics on the internet. It defeats the purpose.
I don't like that.
I get it.
I don't like it.
No,
I didn't like that, but I did love it.
Yeah,
I didn't like it.
You have a defeated look on you. Dan.
Ironically, by you not pointing out that you are kind of a big deal on the internet, they probably actually think that you're nobody on the internet, and well, they probably like dropped you to the bottom.
No, but he didn't message them from the account that's big, so like they're probably like,
what annoys me even more, right, is like they didn't want to take this seriously until I tagged them on my Instagram account and I messaged them and said, this needs to be taken care of, or I'm going to start posting it elsewhere.
Put you on blast. Dan.
Do you want to hear about another company that I had an altercation with?
Was it penis named themed? Cox?
Garfield's.
Oh, what?
Garfield's Hot Waxes.
Oh, I thought it was like a lasagna company.
What?
Garfield? All right, we'll leave it at that.
I have no idea what's going on.
Well, you know what, Dan? Speaking of hot waxes, Bumble Shoots is giving away some finishes. Are they not?
They are.
The super duper mega maker kit?
Super duper duper mega maker kit. So if you want to win, if you want to enter to win the entire kit from Bumble Shoots, they're giving away, I'm pulling it up now, I'm not definitely not stalling.
They're giving away the ultimate maker kit.
Ultimate maker kit. Which
that includes
so many things.
Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
I got it. So it's the Bee Nuba wax, the citrus solvent, their all natural wood finish, and the shop wax. It's a full bundaroo.
That's pretty ultimate.
That's pretty ultimate. It's pretty ultimate, pretty maker, it's pretty kit, and it's definitely the. So, it's pretty awesome. Now, Dan, do we have a hot wax? I feel like hot wax.
Yeah, I was going to say hot wax, actually.
Hot wax. Email hot wax to awpgiveaway@gmail.com.
awpgiveaway@gmail.com. I don't want to have to say this a number of times. Don't send it to the other email.
You mean another
email? What email? What email?
awpgiveaway@gmail.com.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good
hot
one.
Wax.
You shout out to Eric for that giveaway. That's a nice little kit.
Yo, we're huge fans of Bumble Shoots, so we're very honored to have them on board with us.
I don't even think you had the entire message typed out before he just responded back with,
we're in. He saw three dots and he was like, giveaway?
whatever.
I was typing to him, and I was like, here's what we got going on. He's like, yeah, we're in.
Dan was collecting the metrics, and he was like, yeah, that's fine.
Eric is fantastic. He's good people.
He's a good dude. One of us.
Love to support him.
One of us. One of those guys. All right, so why don't we get into some voicemails? So let's start off with...
Please and thank you.
The voice of AWP, and that is Malcolm.
What's on my voicemail?
What's on my... Malcolm?
Hey guys, it's Malcolm from Boston Woodworks. You know, my voicemails are usually short and straight to the point, but I'm going to take a little stroll down memory lane today, so please bear with me. Way back in episode 140, I asked you guys a question about attending WorkbenchCon for the first time. And at the end of that voicemail, which was the second time I had ever called in, I left this message for Dan.
Oh, and Daniel, I did appreciate your little attempt at a Malcolm in the Middle joke last week, but I've never really been in the middle of anything. Unless your mom counts.
Damn.
Oh,
that's brutal.
Damn.
Damn.
Wow.
Thank you, Malcolm. Can I go first?
Yeah, please. Dan.
Oh, Malcolm. Thanks
Malcolm,
for calling.
Malcolm.
When I met all of you about a month later at that event, instead of punching me in the face, Mr. Dunlap hugged me. In fact, you all kind of did, and I thought it was kind of weird, but I went with it. That was also where I met Braden and so many other of my friends for the first time. It's been almost a year and a half since that voicemail, and I'm just grateful to have gotten to know all of you and call you friends. Congratulations on 200 episodes. Oh, and I know Braden wasn't your first choice, or second, or even third, but he'll be fine, and you guys will remain the okayest podcast of its type. Good job, guys.
I have it on good authority that Daniel Dunlap is still using Bumble Shoot's full body salve on that burn.
Accurate.
Braden, to full disclosure. So Braden may have not been our first choice or second choice or third choice. He was choice E.
I was choice.
We ran out of numbers.
I was choice. Hey, we have 15 minutes before the show. Can you, I guess?
I was at the store, and I was
so thirsty. I was like, yeah, I could probably get there, I guess. And then I sped all the way home.
Do you remember the original Super Mario Brothers on the NES from 1985? When you jumped on the turtle to get the like infinite lives, and your lives were like a turtle plus a king card or whatever. Like it wouldn't even show you a number.
Mm-hmm.
That's the option that Braden wants.
What is he talking?
Damn,
what is he talking about?
You don't know what I'm talking about? Come on, dude.
I don't remember back in the olden times when all the TVs were just black and white. Dan,
how did you like go on YouTube back when you were using like the Commodore 64? Like, what was it like? How did you? Was there like a diskette you had to insert?
What was Jesus like in real life?
Yeah, like was he actually from Nazareth or was he from Nebraska? Because like I hear he's from Nebraska.
Nebraska.
He was actually from.
Nebraska. I'm sorry. I don't know why that tickled me.
There's the show title. Nebraska, the sexy side of I-80.
The second coming of Dan.
I think that's going to get us canceled, fellas. It was a good run, Braden.
Nebraska, the worst. Oh, my God. You know what? Patrick Gensel is giving away an EDC tray, hardwood everyday carry tray.
An electronic dance carry tray?
So where you could drop your like phone, wallet, your pocket knife, whatever. Like he's giving away one
made
of those.
Made from hardwood, he said.
Out of hardwood. They're really nice.
Hardwood.
So if you want to enter to win that, it's Dan of Nebraska-rith or Nazareth.
No,
or
Nebraska. Nebraska-rith.
This one you don't have to spell right. This one feels like an effort.
You got to get 50% of the letters right and you're fine. Oh my god, that is
send a Brazzareth to a Sinity.
You know, if you spell it all correctly, we'll judge if it's correct.
AWP giveaway at Gmail.
Bonus entries.
Bonus entry.
The Brazzareth for the EDC tray from Patrick Gensel.
And thank you, Patrick, for throwing that in during the pre-show. I feel like our guests felt a lot of pressure to throw
it out. Yeah, we really leaned on him for that one.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
We're under out pressure. Of giveaways.
Silence. Patrick. Dead silence. We just left it hanging. Wait, did Malcolm actually ask a question? I don't think he did. But
no, I think it was just more of a stroll down memory lane.
It's a throwback burn.
He did talk about like how we met and we all hugged, which he thought was weird. But guess what? You're in his family now. This is just how it works. Yeah,
deal with it.
I'm
your dad now.
I'm your daddy.
Daddy Dan.
Zaddy. Brayden, I'm gonna pull up the next one. You wanna read the Joshua Scott one?
Yeah.
I'm gonna play the Nick Vreeland one first. All right, so next one is Nick Vreeland, which he's a new patron, right?
New VIP patron.
New VIP patron.
The VIP-est.
Daddy. Okay, let's play it. I should probably have this ready.
Hey guys, long time listener, first time caller. Been listening since your third host seemingly dropped off the earth too. So I recently listened to your episode with those other two bozos from that other woodworking podcast and figured that y'all were getting desperate. So I decided to finally sign up for your Patreon. Yes. So you're Thank welcome. You. And wanted to send the congratulations on your milestone episode. That's great. I do have a question. Is that I'm building out a miter saw station like you see everyone else have. And I'm thinking about putting my router lift at the end of the cabinet. Are there any potential downsides to doing this that you can think of? Anyways, again, Keith and Jason, congrats on your impending 100th episode of Shop Sounds. Here's 100 more, 200 episodes.
What a troll. Is there a downside to putting your router? If you have the room in your... I'm going to take this one, I guess. If you have the room in your wings of your miter station to put a router table in there, heck yeah, do it. But you probably want an adjustable fence. So just keep that in mind when you're setting up for mitered cuts too. So I think, if you can do it, totally do it. I think adding tools into that tabletop is a great way to save space if you can. Dan?
Yes, I was gonna agree with you 100%. The one benefit of having it on your table saw wing is having that integrated fence that you can share with your table saw fence that's already there. Mm-hmm. So, if you can integrate it into your miter saw station, I mean, you're just saving space. So why not? I mean, like Pete said, just keep in mind, you're going to want to make some sort of like integrated fence. I mean, if you don't have a fence for your router table station, like, what do you have other than an enlarged freaking router?
Yeah, and double up on your dust collection, too, because you already have it from the miter station, I hope. You have a dust collection there. And then you can just piggyback off of that for your router table. It would be kind of nice.
I think the real difference between, like, functional and, like, no-brainer is space. Because I have... like an 8-foot run in my miter station where if I were to put my, my router down at the end of that, I would never even run into it. And it's, it's integrated into the miter station itself. But if it's right next to it, then you've got to bring the bits up, bring them down. And I'm lazy, so that would be annoying, but not so annoying that it would defeat the functionality of integrating it right there.
I think 2 feet away from... the blade is like a nice like minimum space if you can swing it. Unless you're trying to like really maximize the space, you can have it right there.
If it's beyond that line of like the plane line of like where the board would be. So like try to think about where if you put up a fence along the whole length of your miter station, even though like If you go look at Mark Spagnuolo's videos or whatever, he talks about how like having a fence along the whole length of your miter stations is a bad idea. But if you think about that fence being an imaginary line, if your router bit is past that a little bit, beyond it or behind it, I think you're going to be fine. Yeah. And like Pete said, if you swing your miter saw to a 45 or the maximum that it can go, and you're not going to hit that line,
yeah,
I think you're going to be fine.
You want a little space. And honestly, if the router plate that you drop in, because most of us will use some kind of plate or a lift for a router, if it's a couple inches forward, so you can put like a 2x4 down even behind it, and it won't touch the bit, you got a lot of clearance. You don't have to worry about it. Unless you're cutting some really long boards, 6 inch wide or more, you don't really have to worry about it. But like, you know, if you're not using it, you could just lower it. So I think it's a good idea. That's a great way to save
space. It's a great idea. I've thought about doing it myself.
Yeah.
Just calculate your ABC, your average board cut. And as long as you've got a little bit more range outside of that, that's right. That's a real term.
Sure.
Starting now. But I mean, yeah, like Dan said, if you're cutting 2-3 foot lengths all the time, if you've got 4 feet between the blade and your router, you'll never even run into your, you know, into your router. So, but yeah, I mean, anytime you can integrate tools with other tools, 9 times out of 10, it's a good idea.
Yeah. It's a win.
All we do is win, and router what?
You want to read that voicemail from Josh or the text mail from Josh?
We're going to process this through our AI generated voice.
Yeah, we hired Brandon to read things for us. That's mainly it. Me and Dan can't read.
Email from Joshua Scott. Hey guys, love the show, but I hate the sound of my own voice. So you're getting an email question. I know Dan has a new truck and all, but I want to know what your guys' dream car is. And don't put some sort of functionality reasoning behind it. I know I could use a truck more often than not, but that's not my dream car. Let us know. Thanks. Josh.
Easy.
Sent from Verizon, Samsung Galaxy smartphone. Get Outlook for Android.
Wow, you read the Braden, whole thing.
You don't have to read the last part.
It's fine.
We did not run through the parameters before
okay,
we started.
Okay.
But anyway, Dan, what's your dream car? Is it a Chevy 2500?
No. I mean, I do like my new Chevy truck, but my dream car is Kit from the Knight Rider.
This guy over here.
That was a real left turn for me. I would have never guessed that.
That was delayed. I don't know why that was delayed.
Million years.
How is that not your dream car? That thing was amazing.
Cool. That's pretty cool. That's just a car with Siri, though.
No, that was way before Siri. Like this is Kit. Not Siri, it's Kit.
That's Siri with one less I. That's just Sir.
Sir?
What's your guys' dream car, Braden? What do you got?
I'm going to be honest. It's another classic TV show car. It's the Firebird from Smoking the Bandit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this Scooby gang van.
Oh, Mystery Machine.
Mystery Machine. I am already married. I can't go driving around in the Mystery Machine. My wife will never let me actually fill that thing up with gas and drive around because of, you know, the ladies.
Yeah, because that's a panty dropper van.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's going to be a problem for you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
But no, yeah, no, it's totally Smoking the Bandit. It's the Firebird.
Actually, I don't hate that answer.
That's a very good answer.
That whole time frame just had just smoking cars.
It really did. Pete, tell me why your answer is the Don Johnson Ferrari.
It's not.
Is it a Subaru Outback?
So if the fully polished DeLorean is not available, right? Just for the memes.
Are we talking about the Back to the Future DeLorean or just the DeLorean in general?
In general.
I'd also take a DeLorean.
Here's the thing. I'm about to ruffle some feathers. The American muscle car is dead.
You watch your mouth.
All of them, all of them came out in the 70s and 80s and never again. All of the muscle cars have been trashed since then. The Mustang.
You had a Charger.
Hang on, hang on. The Charger was trash. It was a great car. Offended. It was not a muscle car. Like the body
that
style of a muscle
car. Landed
hang on.
Your wife.
Hang on. I'm getting to it. Calm your tits. Okay.
I'm gonna let
calm
you
your
finish.
One tit. The last, and I'll say, and it's not necessarily the best car, not the most popular, best fuel efficient, whatever, but the last car that looks genuinely like a freaking muscle car is a Dodge Challenger. And Dodge is not even the best brand. It's whatever.
Are
but
you talking
it,
like
but it looks,
the modern one?
The modern one. It actually, okay. It's the last car that looks like a true muscle car. It's got the body style. It looks like it. And that is my dream car. And I know it's not the best car. I had a Dodge for a while. They're fine. They're not great. They're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine. There's a lot of plastic parts. It's American made car. I'm sorry. Like, it's just, you know, say what you want. But like, it just looks cool. And if, you know, bonus points, if I ever make the money, a Hellcat would be nice. It is 500 times more likely to get stolen. This is an actual metric. I'm not making this up. It's there for a while. The percentage was more like single digits. Then the Hellcat got released, the Hellcat Challenger, and the metrics for theft went to 500% for that one car.
Have you ever seen Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yes.
It's a documentary.
No, I love that movie. It's good. Yeah, Nick Cage is in it. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's a documentary.
Fantastic.
So I will say the Dodge Challenger is one car. Like, I don't even, like, I've never even test drove it, whatever, but it's last. True American muscle car looking car. Because here's the thing, when we're in our 50s and we have like a late life crisis and we're like, I want to restore a car, we can't restore for something from the 70s. It's all going to be rusted and like completely, like it's like us, like it's like right now someone restoring a Model T. it's just going to be an old car, barely together. But anyways, that's just my 2 cents on it.
I was ready to be fired up, deeply offended, and filled with hatred because I was going to bring up the Dodge Challenger as the perfect example of the American muscle car still exists.
Yeah.
So
that's the last one.
I have driven a Challenger. So whenever my wife and I go on trips, we rent a car instead of putting miles on our vehicles. And I always talk myself into the upgrade. And it's always into the most inconvenient vehicle that they've got on the lot, which is always a muscle car. I've driven the Mustang. I've driven the Camaro, the Challenger, the Charger.
The Camaro ZL1 is a muscle car. Fight me.
They are. I think that American muscle is going back to its roots.
I hope so.
And I think that here's the thing. A lot of people, I think, look at muscle and they think it has to have a V8. It's got to have a Hemi. It has to be this massive, you know, displacement.
It's got to sound like a muscle car. It's a sound thing.
I disagree. The modern V6s are already shit your pants fast.
It's all about the...
Well, yeah, they are, but it's got to sound like a muscle car.
They got the EcoBoosts. They got just straight up like turbos in them. They can go.
I'm at the point, too, where like when people drive by with loud exhausts. I mean, we were all kids
I don't
once.
Need a loud
we
exhaust.
Slapped on the loud. And now I'm like, you know what? Shut up. Like, I don't need to hear that. Like, the car works.
All right. So the next question is from Jerry Hajduk, also known as Jerry Hajduk.
Hey, boys. Jerry from GE Hajduk Creations here. My voice is sort of cooked today, but I wanted to ride and wish you a happy 200th episode. So glad you guys continued after that other guy left. What was his name? Nick Latte? Mick Mocha? Anyway, do me a favor and AI generate some audio for this. Much appreciate. Here's to 200 more episodes, Jerry.
He's got a lot of faith in us.
Right. Jerry is a dedicated listener from way back, so we appreciate you, Jerry.
Yo, good dude. Appreciate him so much.
Do you remember the first time he ever called in, and I think we butchered his name?
Yeah, you literally said Hajduk.
You corrected us.
And I was like,
I think,
it's Hajduk, it's my people. And he was all happy.
And he called in and was like, actually, Pete nailed it. So,
in Dan's defense, AI also thought it was pronounced the same way. So.
It did. AI did say Hajduk or whatever. Right. Wait, hang on. Let me play this one more time.
Hey, boys. Jerry from GE Hajduk Creation.
Yeah, Hajduk.
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 Hadouken. So, we're sorry.
It's a Street Fighter name.
Hajduk. It's, you know, AI generated stuff is reading it that way. Now, did we read this question from Josh the dad?
Not I don't think yet.
We did yet. Oh, well, let's play it.
Hey there, guys. Do you know who this is? Do you remember this voice? Yeah, it's Jay the D.
Daddy.
Josh Jay the dad, the one of the big IG. I just wanted to call in and let you know that even though I haven't sent in a message, a question, or a comment in the last long time, I've been a faithful listener. I've been double-checking all your facts on your podcast, and so far, you're almost spot on. But on this occasion, I just wanted to call in and kind of remember when. Remember that one question I sent in? Oh, man, that was a great one.
I love that one.
Got Dan to explode and fly off the edge. That was fantastic. And that other time I asked that question.
Yeah.
I'm just glad nobody got hurt.
Yeah, I remember.
Anyways, hey, I just want to really say congratulations. Good job and keep up the good work. And remember, I'm always here to be a guest on the podcast. You know, just saying. Okay. Have a great day. Bye.
Fun fact, if you call in and mention that you want to be a guest, we bump you 3 episodes on a list.
True. Up or down.
True. We
down.
Now, we're not going that deep into the into the week.
The algorithm.
But Josh the dad called in. He's one of the OG. We had actually several OGs call in this episode.
And several OG callers.
Several OG callers. And I really
before you get to more callers. Let's talk about some more giveaways.
You're right,
because we
Dan.
Have a lot to get through. We have a lot to get through.
What's
speaking
the next one,
of OGs, I think Rockler is an OG.
Rockler, barely newer.
Oh my goodness!
As far as woodworking goes, Rockler's a pretty big OG.
Rockler is the OG.
They are giving away.
Rocks.
Throwing it to me. I'm like, you want me to do it? They're giving away 2 sets of their special new hose clamps. They're A clamps, A style clamps with straps that go around your 2.5 and 4 inch hoses that are awesome for. I actually use the heck out of them in my shop for dust collection right at the tool, right from like running a router or a drill press or something. They're doing that, and they're also including one of those like. I forget the name of it, but it's basically like a clip-on for your belt that has pencils. You can put a pair of eyeglasses in there. And
so like a belt pouch.
A belt pouch, a small one. And then you can put your tape measure on there too. I actually use the heck out of mine. And that's one of the reasons I was like, hey, can you guys do it? Because they don't really have like t-shirts or whatever. I was like, something with Rockler on it. What about this? They're like, yeah, let's do it. Because I use the heck out of mine. So I highly recommend it. You got your pencils right there. You clip on your, if you've got a remote or something, and your tape measure, you got your glasses there. Eye protection is very important. Dan.
I come with built-in eye protection.
No, I've seen it. Yeah, he closes. He squints.
Yeah.
I do the safety squints. Everybody knows that.
But if you want to try to win this giveaway, Dan, do you have a phrase, or should I?
I do.
One?
I do.
You do.
Email the phrase "Rock Me Amadeus" to awpgiveaway@gmail.com.
Can you spell Amadeus?
Rock
please?
Me Amadeus. No, I can't spell it. You just have
Amadeus,
to
Amadeus. Amadeus.
You have to. Amadeus. You have to guess.
Guys, get in the ballpark. A M E dash day dash U S. Rock Me Amadeus. That does it. That's fine. As long as you get in a ballpark, we're going to be okay.
What you doing there, Dan?
Oh, nothing. My dog, Max, is dropping me gifts.
Oh, some that's what we call
some
them.
Entries into some giveaways.
He's dropping me entries into giveaways, yes. Oh, my God.
Speaking of entries into giveaway, here's Justin Bailey, who's actually one of the giveaways.
Yeah, we could do his giveaway.
Not Justin, to be clear.
Hey, guys. Justin here from Campfire Woodworks. First, thanks for inviting me tonight. I'm sure the future me right now is having an okay time. I'm just not sure why Kamani and myself were the two guests that were specifically asked to leave. But anyway, do you think that if social media was gone tomorrow, it would kind of kill your motivation for doing some of the more creative projects you've done, knowing that there wasn't really like a community to share it with? Or do you think that it's been more of a distraction and without it, you might have more time to focus on the business side of things? Let me know. Thanks.
What a sexy looking question. But
yeah, before we answer that, I have to point out that if you don't see the video of this, Dan muted that entire time and I think died. Like, just
Dan, where did you get a folder? Like a filing folder.
It's my notebook.
Oh, okay.
It's my notebook.
It just looked like you had a filing folder to try to blow some of the air away from you and Max.
Speaking of violating the Geneva Convention.
Everybody knows that I love my dog. Like, he is my boy.
What's his name?
And his name is Max, obviously.
Like our patrons.
I don't know what's going on with him tonight, but he is dropping some bombs. And, like, he wants to come lay by me, and he's dropping bombs, and they're not pleasant.
Those are friendship farts.
They're not.
Did you feed him a bunch of mustard with that gas?
We did not give him any mustard. I don't know what is going on.
Is it mayo?
That's some expired mayo.
I'm going to have a talk mayo with my family about what they gave him tonight.
He puts the hell in Hellman's, am I right?
Oh my God. That was so dumb. I'm sorry. Did Justin have an actual question
that we need
to answer?
Social media went away tomorrow. Something.
Would you still be motivated to be as creative as you are now, or do you think that it would allow you to focus more on the projects that you want to? Is, I believe, the gist.
I think if social media went away, I'm still going to be creative because I think it's an integral part of who I am as a person. However, I think it might limit how creative I am because I do get a lot of inspiration and ideas from other creators. And I feel like I probably just stole the answer from Pete and Braden because they're both pointing at me and shaking their head. So, Pete, do you want to add anything to this? Well,
Dan, here's why you're wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
No. Anyways, Braden, do you want to go?
I mean, honestly, listen, I daydream about Instagram and all social media going away like once a week. Because the reality of it is it's great. It's one of the best parts of my life. But the deliverables that you feel obligated to are sometimes overwhelming as a content creator. And like you feel like you have to do a story every day. You have to check in. You have to make sure you're on top of your stuff. You have to post. You have to do something. And it's a lot. And I do miss the days of making before having to prove anything to anyone. But what Dan has said is correct, where it's one of the biggest motivators I have. I see a cool thing online. I want to make that too, or I want to do a different version of it or something. And I want to share that. Like it gets me excited. So there's positives and negatives. Listen, social media is, it's like any job, you know, it's like having a career you really like, you love it. You're passionate about it. You want to grow in it. But it's still work at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Like realize it's still work. Like we're creating content. We're creating consumable things for the community to consume. And it's a lot of work, whether it's just stories throughout the day or projects we're doing. Cause like us cleaning up our shop and making a jig could be somebody's like week. Like that'd be like, oh, I saw Braden do this thing. He just cut this piece of wood and used it as like a reference thing for this thing. I'm going to do that this week. And then like, that's their weekend now, you know? So like we can't undervalue what we provide to the community. And I know sometimes it feels like it's silly stuff, but, Dan's about to get a snowstorm apparently. We do provide some value and that's the way I justify everything because as much work as it is, sometimes as stressful as it is, like it's all positive. Like we're out here like, F this brand or do this, whatever. Like we're just having fun out here. Wait, right. What do you think?
I agree. I agree with you, Dan. But I also disagree.
Write this down.
Because,
never mind.
Because, you know, what, we're just going to sit here and agree with each other all night?
Yeah, we have to. That's part of the contract.
I don't think that social media is what makes us creative. I think most of us as makers, most of us as creators, we are creative people. And that's not – that wouldn't stop just because social media goes away. But I think that – my favorite topic, I think that having access to the community, having access to followers, people that are watching you create has a twofold effect. One, I think it creates a lot of accountability for us to push the limits and to be more creative because we have those deliverables that we have to, you know, we've got to post stories, we've got to post content. And so because we can't just post the same thing every single day, we're constantly looking for new ways to do it. I mean, Dan, you're designing new tables and new legs and new things like all the time, and you're posting about them. I think that having that accountability is important for that. And I think the other side of that same coin too from accountability is I'm creative in a very, very distinct style. Pete, you're very creative in a very Pete way. Dan, you're here too. But – I create so many different things because I see something that you do, Pete, or something that you do, Dan, or some, you know, Justin does. And I think, oh, I had no idea that I could do that with that tool in that way. I wonder if I could take that and if I could do that. So
I think that I was correct.
You were correct, but I think that social media speeds it up. I mean, we're essentially hive-minding creativity. And I think that that's important. So I think that, yes, we would all stay creative if social media disappeared tomorrow. But I think that it would really, really slow down a lot of that creativity. I think it'd be detrimental. But also, I just can't stand Instagram sometimes. So.
No, I get it.
The only thing I took away out of that is I was the most correct.
Okay, so. With that.
Cool.
Dan hit the actual dartboard.
Wow.
With the dart.
Yeah, with a bowling ball.
Because that was Justin's question. He was in the pre-show. And yeah, if you don't know, Justin actually makes his own cutting board feed. And they're beautiful, actually. Currently, he has stainless steel cutting board feet that are what I think they're half inch tall
and three-quarter inch.
Three-quarter inch diameter. Tall. And he also has brass cutting board feet that are half inch tall and three-quarter inch tall.
Wait, we have these dimensions so wrong.
Are they wrong?
We don't have the height, but he has half inch and 1 inch. Diameter,
not tall.
They're however, about a quarter inch. If
he
not
mentioned this in
tall.
The pre-show, and I don't know if it applies to the actual show, but soon he's going to have copper feet come out.
He is actually including that in a giveaway, so he's getting the stainless.
Is he including
steel,
that in
the
giveaway?
Brass. So you're getting two sizes of the feet. Brass, two sizes of the stainless steel, and two sizes of the copper. So
wow.
And these things are like, if you've ever seen nice, like record player disc feet on those where they provide like a nice little.
Yeah. These are not cheaply.
They're not cheaply made. They're really well made. Like
they have some girth to them. They got some heft.
Super nice. So
these are feet that you don't just start putting on all of your cutting boards. These are upsell feet. Like
absolutely.
I pitched these to a couple of customers for like a $40-$50 upcharge, and I've never had anybody say no.
Yeah, absolutely. These are
they're amazing.
Bussin' is how the kids might describe them.
So,
hashtag fire.
Do you have a code phrase for that one?
Well, I don't want to use the same code phrase that we used in the pre-show, so we're just going to go with campfire feet.
Oh, that's lame.
That's really boring.
Yeah, that's really boring.
You got something better?
Yeah, only Dan's.
That makes no sense.
Because only Dan's for feet picks.
Only Dan feet campfire picks.
It's too many words.
Nope.
Too much?
Way too much going on. We're just going to go with campfire feet. send that to awpgiveaway@gmail.com. You'll be entered into the giveaway. Thank you, Justin, for supporting episode 200 and beyond.
And New Jersey.
Central Jersey.
He didn't specifically say that.
Well, he supports New Jersey by living here.
He didn't say it.
He's in Central Jersey. It's fine.
At the end of the day, it's almost tomorrow. Right?
That's what I've heard.
Yep. No, it is tomorrow. It's definitely
it's
tomorrow.
Definitely, it is most definitely 1 a.m. here in Jersey. Anyways, next question is from David Wirt.
This is Dave from Rust of Joy Woodworks.
Who's that, buddy?
Longtime listener, first time caller. My question is for Dan. Now that you've gotten a 3D printer, can we expect you to attempt to break into the adult toy industry? Or are you going to print off little fidgets like everybody else? Thanks, guys. Congrats on 200.
Dan, are you going to print a bunch of stuff, junk, and things?
I will say that I'm still in my little fidget era. And I've given the responsibilities and the machine over to my daughter, who's 15. So
Dan was a 3D printing guy for exactly 13 minutes, and then he lost his 3D printer.
Accurate. My daughter has taken it over. She loves that thing. And I couldn't be happier that she likes that thing because it kind of gets
Long-time listener, first-time emailer. While we all try to figure out how...
Sorry about that.
That felt like a power move.
No, it was me prepping the next question. I muted the wrong thing.
Overprepped.
So I've given over the reins of the 3D printer to my daughter. I can do whatever I want with it, obviously. But she's having a lot of fun with it. And if she starts printing adult toys, I assume you mean by adult toys, but like RC... radio cars and stuff like that, like things
like nice pairs of slacks,
yeah, and
great gas mileage,
bowler hats, I guess. I don't know what you're talking about, David.
Here's the proof that Dan has never fully grown up.
Yeah, no.
So yeah,
adult.
My daughter's taking over the 3D printer right now, so we'll see where that leads. I'm actually stoked that she's liking it.
Actually,
so,
really cool that she's doing that.
Yeah, I'm really really pumped for that. And we've talked quite a bit about how, you know, if you can monetize this, and this is how you kind of monetize this. If you can do this, and you can prove that you can make money, we can upgrade the machine, and we can, you know, scale and everything. And
that'd be cool.
I've used Pete as a reference. Yeah, I'm like,
stay in your lane.
Here's Pete, and he's got like 150 printers in his basement that are like an army. So this is our goal. So.
And here's $20. Go buy all of Pete's files and start printing them.
I don't sell my files
up on the internet for $1 less.
Yeah, yeah. So
I can't wait to see some 3D printed bow ties.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. I really don't.
Getting into 3D printed files eventually. It's just one of those things where, like, I mean, I think he needs to focus. Like, he's just got the laser and he's learning, like, the capability of that. And that is much more in line with the Onefinity stuff, because it's essentially 2D files or 2.5D files. You know, when you get into 3D printing, it's 3D files, and that's a whole different design.
That's going to take some more work.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to take way more work. So I think you're going to monetize the laser way more early on.
And I already have.
You have, yeah. But like, that's the thing that you're going to jump into next before 3D printing. Because here's the thing. I think everyone's going to have a 3D printer in their life at some point of some kind.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like the personal computer. I think eventually everybody's going to kind of have one.
I have a printer right down there. You can't even see it.
Right.
Like, we just have it. When you use it, you use it. When you don't, you don't. It just sits there. And it's fine. But you have a printer.
So, exactly. Yeah. I agree.
All right. Well, next question is from Paul Deville from 1116. Something like that.
Paul Deville.
Why is it not playing? Play this.
He's got a broken back.
Let's play this one then.
Oregon.
Oh, there it is. Hang on. Hey, it's my first time. I'm so nervous. Okay, let's do this again.
Longtime listener, first time emailer. While we all try to figure out how this show has lasted this long, where would you like to see the show at episode 300? Public access TV, nationwide radio syndication, and only Dan's subscriber rate of one? Cheers, Paul.
Can you imagine? This show at 300, I'm having a hard time imagining.
Imagine the show currently. At PBS.
Is that the beer? Or is that PBR?
That's
PBR?
No, PBS is the beer.
PBS is the beer?
Yeah, it's a porter. Well, Dan, where would you want to see this show at 300?
I don't know. As long as we feel like we're growing. Because if you go back to episode 100... And compared to where we are now, I feel like we've come a long way and we're growing. So that's a positive step. As long as I can say that about 300 compared to 200,
yeah,
I'm good.
I feel that too. Yeah. It's like honestly, we're just looking to grow it. Like as long as we're still providing a community, and our Patreon, for example, is a really good example of like if we're doing okay. If our patronage is going down, we're not doing the right stuff. You know, we need
patronage.
Patronage. Like, we need to be doing something different. We got to change some stuff up. So we always look at metrics. Like, we check metrics all the time. We're not, like, obsessed with it, but we look at it all the time. So,
We get email updates every day for a certain metric. So,
anytime we reach out
unavoidable.
To, like, a sponsor for... sponsorship, we look at our numbers and we're like, oh, okay, we're doing fine, we're doing great, we're doing awesome, we're doing bad. You know, we stay on top of it. So I think bringing on a third now is going to help us out, branch out into some other stuff. So 300 is going to be pretty cool.
Guess brought on a third?
Yep. Temporary.
Paul Jackman, he hasn't said yes or
yeah,
no
yeah,
yet.
Yeah. It's Adam Barnett, but he doesn't know yet. So we'll see you guys in 2 years and 4 weeks.
Oh yeah.
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 That adds up.
Man, 100 episodes. That's another crazy 2 years.
All right, we got a lot of voicemails, so let's get through them. But before we do that, Dan.
Yes, let's Calavera. Do another giveaway.
Speaking of prepping for the future.
Okay. Calavera aprons. I don't know. We're just working into that one.
So, I believe Braden reached out to Michael from Calavera Toolworks, and he graciously said he would provide a full apron to one of our winners.
Yeah, he was really pumped because he had just been on Sawdust Talk, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm happy to donate to your podcast." Wait, hold on, which podcast?
What's Sawdust Talk.
He was very confused.
He was slightly confused, but still very generous.
Yeah, and I talked to him a little bit today, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm super pumped. I love this community, and I'm always happy to give back." So, and we're happy to promote another maker branded brand, maker branded brand.
Like the key.
So if you want to
Sawdust Talk,
if you want to win an apron from Calavera Toolworks, send us a code phrase to awpgiveaway@gmail.com. And that code phrase is going to be
Rain and Men.
What is Sawdust Talk?
Raining Men. Let's go with Raining Men. I like that.
Because the water. Yeah, because of the water.
Raining Men.
It was either that or Wet Works.
Raining Men at awpgiveaway@gmail.com. Get entered to win an apron from CalaveraToolworks.com. Also, if you're not following him over on IG or any of the socials, you're missing out.
He's setting fire on stuff like every single day. So yeah, that's the one account you should be following.
Yeah. At least
All right, next one is from Kimani Von Strayhorn.
Dan, Pete, congratulations on 200 episodes. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to join the video part of the live, but hopefully I'm down in the audience causing a ruckus. I offered to submit a personal video, but Pete had a lot of weird requests and wanted me to send it to his private Dropbox. So
I
figured a voicemail would be safer for everybody. So anyway, like I said, congratulations on 200 episodes. I can honestly say this podcast has changed my woodworking financial trajectory over the years into the red. Guys have caused me to spend a large amount of money on tools and events and travel. Episode 14, slab this, mahogany that. Dan convinced me to get a drum sander. At that point, Pete ended up with my credit card information and more tools just started showing up. It was a lot. But things are good now. You know, you guys have changed the trajectory for a lot of people who listen to the show. There used to be a guy named Josh who was a dad who called in all the time. And at some point he became French and had his own theme music. So, you know, good for him on that process. You guys brought us into your workshops every week with, you know, what's on your bench. I mean, for 11 episodes straight, Dan was working on a walnut desk that I felt that I was working on a walnut desk, which, fun story, I'm actually going to start working on a walnut desk. So, you know, we feel over the last few years we have been a part of the process, but you can't talk about all the good without addressing the elephant in the room. No, not that elephant, the other elephant. Episode 23, you introduced the world to Jason Bent, and I will never forgive you for that.
Never heard of him.
The pain that this podcast has brought upon the maker community. The man has his own podcast now, and I feel that's partially your responsibility, and it's time that you've owned up to it. And worse than Jason Bent, episode 63, you introduced the world to the Ridgeline Killer, and he has still not been brought to justice. So, you know, just work harder on the things that matter to the people. Like I said, congratulations on 200 episodes. I look forward to you guys doing at least another 30 or so. Oh, and a final note, as I was doing my audit, you guys did episode 2 and then episode 2.5. So technically you're half an episode over your 200th episode, but what do I know? I'm not the math guy. Okay, bye.
Wow. I think first of all, shut up. Second of all, shut up.
technically, we did a half episode. We did episode 0. And I think I might be missing one. So we're
at, like, if you look at like Apple Podcasts, we're at like 206 or something because of like all the half episodes that we've done.
But who's counting?
By the way, we're saving the best giveaways for last. So like, stay tuned because there's some good stuff happening. I'm just going to keep rapid fire through them. By the way, Kimani, dude, shout out for like keeping track of the like big milestones. Appreciate
it. I do want to give an apology to the world for the Jason Bent episode.
Yeah, seriously.
Bruh.
Yeah, we owe a large apology for that one.
Yeah, we're sorry that you guys were exposed to that.
I can't even begin to like express the regret that I have for that.
Daniel,
I apologize for
regret,
nothing.
Regret everything.
All the regrets.
Speaking of all the regrets, we have a voicemail from France.
Hey guys.
France?
Wow, 200 episodes. That's crazy. I don't have any question. I just want to thank you guys. The podcast helped me dealing with a bunch of stuff I was going through a few months ago, and even during the awards week, I had something to look forward to. It also helped me improve my English, which to be honest is necessary, and I really want to apologize to you for exposing you and the listener to my atrocious accent. More than one time, I can't even understand myself. Okay, that's it. Thank you and have a good podcast. Bye.
Also,
before
go ahead.
I was going to say before we make commentary, he had another call in.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think you were going to beat me to it.
He's got another voicemail.
Yeah.
Okay. Now for the real question. I did not even write this one, so let's go freestyle. Okay. So what was your favorite episode? And what was your, who was your favorite guest? And what is your favorite food? That's all I have. All right, bye.
That's good. So, favorite episode, Dan?
Favorite episode?
I don't know. I've been thinking about this. I feel like the Tongue and Groove episode was
pretty good.
Probably one of my favorites, or the episode where I fell out of my chair was actually really funny.
That was pretty good.
What about you?
One of the episodes I constantly recommend to people is like listen to Lizzie episode.
Oh, the House Lizzie September. Episode.
Lizzie episode Jeez, was yes, knowledge absolutely. Wise, one of the best ones. Fun wise, I would almost say like listen to like the one we had the Making Fun cast on. It was a hot mess, but it was just like a lot of cool people on.
But that was a pre-show only show.
I know, but like I don't know. I guess yeah. Well, we had some of the guys on for that. I don't. Honestly, yeah, I might be partial, but like, it's gonna make his head so big for saying this. But a lot of times when we have Jackman on, as dry as he is, he's just funny. He just vibes off the. He knows when to like pitch in with a one liner to make it work. That being said, for some reason, Jason Bent episodes are still like top five. For some reason,
yeah, I can't explain it.
I don't understand it. Who knows? But Brayden, what about you? You have a top episode.
The Lizzie episode changed the way that I do a lot of my business and the way that I view a lot of my business. So I think that influence wise, I think that was probably one of the best episodes that I've listened to in a long time. And then selfishly, every single episode that I've been on has been my favorite episode because they are the best.
Yeah, I don't think you're right. But okay.
Well, episode 200.
It's fair. This current episode is my favorite episode, and everyone after moment. It is going to be my new favorite.
Well, speaking of being conceited and listening to yourself, I believe Jesse and TJ called in, co-hosts of your former love. Former AOL chat room internet audio show
experience. We switched it to experience
in 4D. So they called in. So here's that voicemail.
Hey guys, this is Jesse and TJ. You might know us from another podcast. It's called Sawdust Talk. I think you might have something that belongs to us. So we had to send a little voice message.
Tenemos una problema, es que cada vez celebridad maker en nuestro podcast Sawdust Talk, 2 semanas después, la misma persona está en el otro podcast, se empezó con los trompetas y un otro hombre que me dijo, welcome to another Woodshop podcast, y me pone loco. Cada vez que están en nuestro podcast, están en los otros 2 semanas después, pero nuestros son los primeros y los mejores del mundo.
I'm not exactly sure exactly what all was said there, but I think what TJ was trying to say is that we do still love you guys, and I think he's trying to wish you guys a really, really great 200th episode. That's fantastic. Super pumped for you guys. Great job. I hope you have a great show tonight.
Wow, I can't wait for Tamar to translate that for us one day.
I think that was all positive words.
All positive.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys. So thank you guys for all the warm curse words you said.
I probably should have told them that I was going to stop doing Sawdust Talk prior to 8 p.m. Central today.
They probably shouldn't have found out on the actual pre-show.
Yeah, that was probably a bad.
That was an MB, a my bad. I will know for the next time.
A my bad.
Perhaps, but
and I'm just spitballing here. Perchance. Maybe if they had an opportunity to win a giveaway from Surf Prep.
Wow. Subtle. Like the transition.
They would.
This is good.
They'd be okay with all this. Yeah. So if you want to win a prize pack from Surf Prep, I believe it is a $50 gift card.
Yeah. A banner. A shirt.
A banner.
A hat. And our admiration.
Probably a cardboard box.
It comes in a box. No one talks about that, but it comes in a box.
And they're really good boxes.
Yeah, they're like really nice.
The best boxes. Yeah. Everybody knows it. So if you want to win a Surf Prep prize pack, email us at awpgiveaway@gmail.com and you're going to send in the code phrase.
Nice box.
Nice box.
Sure. Nice box.
Nice box. Wow. Yes, yeah, send nice box into awpgiveaway@gmail.com. Thank you, Max. I'm glad you're back.
By the way, if you want to try to win the whole Bundaroo, like we're giving away a gift card for the abrasives and stuff, but like they're actually giving away a sander for the Makers for St. Jude page, or on the Makers for St. Jude page. So check that out. You could actually you could donate it to a great cause and win some cool stuff including from me and Dan.
We're in, true.
Yeah, we're in on that too. Maybe Brayden? Not Brayden. Yeah, it's fine.
I got some stuff.
You're new here.
Don't you worry about that. Yeah, no. Surf Prep's giving away a three by four sander, or if you have that, like Surf Prep is really cool. They're just gonna like let you flip flop that into whatever you kind of want to pick as a prize. But yeah, I want to say like the tickets are like $5, $30.
Yeah,
I should know this, but I don't. Go check out the Surf Prep. It's all the money is going to St. Jude's, and the Makers for St. Jude program that Mike started last year.
Mike Suter
from Woodworker versus Cancer has already raised like $14,000.
Yeah. He's plus doing
towards St. Jude's in like 10 months. So there's a lot of makers are getting involved. If you want to get involved, go check out the Makers for St. Jude and the Woodworkers versus Cancer pages on Instagram or on the website. And you can get involved. There's a ton of cool ways. And if you donate prizes or if you get involved as a maker and run a raffle, you're also entered in to win more prizes from more brands. And as of right this second, there's more prizes than makers, which means you're guaranteed to win something.
I like that.
So
it's nice.
Oof,
nice. There's that. But also, I do have to shout out. I really love my homies over at Sawdust Talk. Jesse and TJ made it a very – and you guys were on the phone with me. This was a – it wasn't a hard decision for me because – I've always wanted to be on another Woodshop podcast, and I love hanging out with you guys. The only way that was ever going to be a difficult decision was because of Jesse and TJ. And it was we've put a lot of effort into growing Sawdust Talk, and it was at a completely different place than it was up until now. And we did a lot of really cool stuff together there. And so if you're not listening to Sawdust Talk, you should check them out on Wednesdays because that stuff's great. And they seem to somehow always have guests before AWP does.
Never heard of it. Somehow. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Big shout out to Sawdust Talk. We do like you guys. Go check them out on Wednesdays on IG.
Thanks for grooming our hosts.
They did let me out of my non-compete. It was pretty great.
Oh, that's because they're illegal PM now. Central? Like, that was in the news. Where non-competes are no longer legal.
Not for another 120 days, though.
Yeah, we'll see. But speaking of 120 days, Barbara called in.
Hi, boys. It's me, Barbara, from our Wooders Hot Workshop. Long time since I've called in. How's it going? So, I heard you guys are on your 200th episode. That's pretty rad. And I also heard that Pete did a big thing with his little Peter, if you know what I mean. You're expecting another little Peter on the way. Hopefully it's bigger than the first one. All right, boys. I hope you have a great 200th episode. I can't believe you've made it here. All right. See y'all later. Bye.
Wow. Oh, I've missed Barbara.
Yes, that's one of the words.
Barbara reminds me of Marge from Monsters, Inc.
You forgot your paperwork. Yes.
I think that's what she's going after.
All right, we gotta keep going rapid fire because we got a lot of questions. We got a couple more giveaways, so let's do one more question.
Yeah, we got three more giveaways.
I got you. Let's do another question. First of all, Barbara, thank you for calling in. Adrian, also, I know you're associated. Thank you for calling in.
Loosely associated.
We appreciate
Barbara.
She is one of the OGs on the call on a podcast.
Boy.
She predates Josh the Dad, so I appreciate you, baby. Next one is from Sarah Goldstein from Rosie's Woodshop. And here we go.
Hey, it is Sarah with Rosie's Woodshop. Congratulations on 200 episodes. That's so awesome and so exciting for you guys. So my question is, how did you guys meet and become friends? Because I don't think I know the story behind it. And what made you guys decide to want to do a podcast? All right. Have a good night. Bye.
Story as old as time. Dan, you want to take it or should I?
Actually, it goes back quite a ways. I mean, I think we've talked about this before, but...
The year was 2019. It was 2020.
It might have been 2019 because it was early 2020 when we started this. So, like, it goes back to 2019. Mike Coffey and I were kind of Instagram buddies. And we got along pretty good on IG. And we met up for the first time at WorkbenchCon 2020. Just before the pandemic hit and the world shut down. And we had such a good rapport. You know, we had kind of bounced the idea back and forth about starting a podcast. And we thought we had a third person, but it didn't work out. And Mike said, actually, I know another guy who I think would be a great third. Let's get him on a phone call.
That was me.
And it was Pete. And we had like a conference call, and it was just like, it was like a seamless conversation. And this was the first time I'd ever like heard of Pete. I didn't even know him. I didn't follow him on IG. I had no idea who he was. And the conversation was just super fluid.
That was episode zero.
Yeah, that was episode zero. That was our like, what would you call it? Our test run.
Our test run, yeah. Absolutely.
It wasn't going to be like an episode, but like it was so good. We were like, wow, we should just release that. And you know, here we are. Mike has since went his own direction, and it was Pete and I for 6, 7 months, 8 months.
Yeah. Well, we had some guests.
We had some guests, and now Brayden is with us, and we're super, super, super pumped to have Brayden with us and maybe two supers and to continue this podcast that we love, that we give our life to. I don't know if we give our life to, but we give a lot of ourselves to this podcast and we enjoy it. And yeah. And I know Brayden's going to be an amazing addition to this podcast.
Would you add anything to that? High profile adjectives.
Yeah, a lot of adjectives. I also realized that, Dan, our email is filled with people emailing wrong email for the giveaways.
Yeah.
So a lot of these... So essentially, we have just one more question left. So why don't we do some rapid fire giveaways?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so... another big one is we have Boss Dog Glue is giving away a 16-ounce of their glue, right?
16-ounce and their Boss Brush.
So they're giving that away. And Dan, the giveaway code phrase is?
Baja Man.
Baja Man. Why not?
I love having Braden here because he comes
he just thinks code phrases. So Baja Man, send that over to awpgiveaway@gmail.com. And that's
who let the dogs out?
Woof, 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 woof. So send that over to awpgiveaway@gmail.com. And again, we're going to be giving all this stuff away, announcing the winners next week on the episode. So make sure to tune in for that.
We're going
to
be drawing the winners live during the pre-show.
Doing it live.
We will announce everybody during the actual show as well.
Yeah, we will be choosing the winners live. We will not be doing caricatures.
We're going to make sure we're not drawing.
I'm not drawing.
Yeah, not actually drawing.
Yeah.
Drawing.
Since we're doing giveaways and we're on that path, let's do Total Boat.
Oh, I got the list right here, Dan. You ready?
Total Boat?
Yes.
Baby. Let's go, baby. So Total Boat is awesome enough to give away a couple things. First of all, I'm going to do a pimp out here. There's a Fat Guy the Musical hockey game themed musical on ice that is happening in Cape Cod. Jackman is throwing another hockey game with a bunch of like wannabe hockey players. And if you're in the Northeast, you can join, check out his page at Jackman Works.
You don't have to be in the Northeast. You could just be anywhere
if you're willing to fly and whatever. So he's going to be there. And actually, Total Boat is sponsoring the pizza for that show. So just saying, they're sponsoring one a bunch pizza. Of stuff for that. Win one pizza for like 30 people. They're sponsoring the food for it. They're actually one of the sponsors for the event itself. So Jackman has a bunch of hockey pucks that are like NHL on one side, Total Boat on the other. It's pretty cool. So he always goes all out. You guys should know from the pre-show that he goes all out. But Total Boat was also nice enough to throw in a ton of stuff for the giveaway. Total Boat, baby! They're giving away a quart of epoxy, a quart of varnish, a hat, Total Bond kit, Total Bond kit, which is their new glue, UV resin, wood honey, and a whole set of cups for mixing all your epoxy in. So if you want to win this giveaway, you know what? I'm going to throw this one to Keith. Total Boat, baby! With a bunch of H's and Y's in there. Just, you know, use your creative freedom when you're writing, baby. But
it is raining giveaway. Like crazy right now.
Is it really?
Yes.
So Total Boat is throwing out a ton of stuff. They've always been a really supportive brand for the community. They're really willing to give it away and like, you know, make sure that makers have the tools that they need to make, which is super cool.
And that is the theme with all the brands that we've partnered with for any of these giveaways. They are integral to the maker community. They are very supportive. And that's what we appreciate.
And we got two more big giveaways before we play this next voicemail. But Brayden, what do you
got? There was no negotiation with any of these brands. It was, hey, we're doing this. Do you want in? Do you want to support us? And immediately, yeah, what do you need?
Yes.
So.
Yes, yes, yes.
Exactly. All right. So last voicemail from Lytle Bug Woodcorking.
Litali Boog.
Hey guys, it's Brayden with the LB Dubs. Super proud of you guys for hitting 200 episodes. That's really awesome. Like, you guys are pretty much almost as cool as Sawdust Talk, and that's awesome. So, way to go there. First question is for Dan. Pete, cover your ears real quick. Hey, Dan, do you want to just totally gang up on Pete and just mess with him all the time now that, you know, now that I'm here? Okay. Real quick. Cover your ears. Hey, Pete, now that I'm here, do you want to just like totally gang up and form an alliance and just mess with Dan? Okay. Anyway, way to go, guys. Way to go, Brayden. Awesome addition to
the show. Way to go, Brayden. You said way to go to yourself.
Bye-bye.
I think way to go, Brayden, really ruined the whole thing.
It did.
To quote Snoop Dogg, I want to thank me for being me.
And then you play the like, Snoop Dogg intro.
Talking about I want to thank me for being me, our next giveaway is from CNC with me. See what I did
that
there?
That actually is a pretty good segue.
See what I did there? That was pretty good, right?
That was okay.
Our next giveaway is from...
motherfucking Deagle Duck.
All right. I want to thank me for being me.
Our next giveaway is from CNC with Me by Hamilton Dilbeck. If you don't know what Hamilton's doing over there with the CNC with Me group, you should go check it out, especially if you have a CNC in your shop. And I know a lot of us have CNCs at this point. So
there's more, Dan. There's more than that.
Is there more?
Oh, please, there's more.
Continue what I was talking.
But wait, please.
But wait, there's more.
Fill in.
If you order right now, we'll not only waive the shipping and handling for this digital file, but we'll also, all of our patrons, all the patrons of AWP, all the paid patrons are going to be getting a mini sample package of CNC with Me files. So he put together a couple files. It's going to be uploaded to our Google Drive. We're going to list it in our for all of our patrons, and you're going to be able to download those files to sample them.
And all you have to do paid, is be a patron.
Yeah, just have paid to be a patron.
Patrons, we have bumped up all of the price points to $80 and above. Just a small detail that's unrelated.
Everything's at fifth tier now. But Dan, also, what is the big giveaway part?
The big giveaway part is he's given away a year membership.
1 year.
To his CNC with Me group.
Dan, how many months is that?
Wow.
That's 12 months if that's my math is correct. 52
weeks, guys. Yeah.
366 days.
Not a leap year.
And it's actually really great. I've been a member since he started this program. It's actually really phenomenal. If you don't follow Hamilton Dilbeck on YouTube, you should, because every week he puts out a video on every Friday. And then every Friday, the project that he's working on coincides with a file that he releases into the CNC with Me group. You can download that file. You can create it with him. You're free to cut that file and sell the physical product at like a craft fair or whatever. And then there's a lot of extra features. Like there's a podcast. There's a weekly meeting with everybody in the group. I think it's, I don't know if it's like a Zoom call or whatever. I haven't like joined that yet because I haven't found the time. I mean,
there's a ton of resources.
There's a ton of resources there that he provides, and it's a really great value. So go check it out. I'm super pumped to be able to offer this on the podcast. So thank you, Hamilton.
Yeah, super cool. And he reached out to us. It was really nice. We were like, well, yes, we would love to be a part of this. So we were so excited because, like, he's one of us. He's literally one of us.
One of us.
You know, like, we have all these brands on, and like, they're very maker focused brands, but like, he's literally a maker
centric.
Maker centric. He is a maker that's providing the community with awesome files, awesome information, great resources, great ways to make money. So definitely check it out. And
CNCwithme.com.
Well, I was going to harmonize.
Well, Dan, that brings me to our last sponsor.
Do we have a secret phrase for CNC with Me?
Oh, yeah.
We probably should have one of those.
Dan, what's the secret phrase for CNC with Me? Something dill related, like a pickle?
I think considering his current predicaments, I think we should stick with the song titles. It's electric.
I'll allow it. It's electric. Send that over to awpgiveaway@gmail.com. That's give away one word.
awpgiveaway.com or awpgiveaway@gmail.com.
At gmail.com, yeah.
Yes.
Giveaway has
anything, you have provided some great code phrases. All right. I appreciate that.
I'd be so bummed out when his contract runs out in one episode.
Only three episodes. One episode? I thought it was three.
Well, the pre-show counts. So.
Oh, right.
But the last giveaway is from the one, the only, the undisputed champion of podcasting.
Drum roll, please. I just lost my pen.
We just lost Braden.
Oh,
another wood shop podcast. Yes, yes, us. I know. Calm down. It's okay. We understand. We're giving away a shirt of your choice, a hoodie of your choice. So the designs that we have available in our store, you can choose any one of them. We'll get your shirt and a hoodie. And you'll also get one shirt from Dan, from myself, and from Brayden. And we'll even make it your size. Whatever size you want. We won't just be like, ah, you'll get it extra small. No. You'll get what you
want. I'm only sending out 3Xs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, only 3Xs. Yeah, exactly. So, Brayden apparently just lost power. So, he's not looking too good, guys. I don't know.
That's all right.
This might be episode 3. But no, it's all good. But if you want to try to win one of our, the whole, like, bundaroo of shirts and hoodies. Bundaroo. Yeah. The bundaroo of shirts. Let's say the code phrase is, I don't know, Brayden lost power. Send Brayden lost power to awpgiveaway@gmail.com. And the ridiculousness. You can enter to win a whole bundaroo of apparel for the summer.
So many emails and code phrases to go through by next week. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Listen,
we don't do giveaways that often, so it's really exciting. This is a ton of stuff, and we want to thank all of our sponsors for jumping in on this, because this is awesome. We just reached out to them. They were like, they're all about it. They're super excited. I'm super stoked to have them all pitching all this fun stuff, and
yes.
It just feels great.
I want to give them another shout out individually.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Surf Prep, Rockler, Total Boat, CNC with Me, Bumble Shoots, Boss Dog Wood Glue, Calavera Toolworks, Patrick Gensel for the tray, Campfire Woodworks for the cutting board feet. And mostly, I want to thank us for the swag.
Yes, we're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody who supports this, not just the sponsors, everybody who listens, everybody shares. This has been one hell of a ride, and I can't wait to do 200 more. It's going to be
heck yeah.
So awesome.
Anyways, with that, we want to thank all of our sponsors again. Thank you, all of our patrons that are supporting the show. If you want to help support the show, make sure to sign up at patreon.com/anotherwoodshoppodcast. Any tier level helps grow the show, helps us do more content. And now that Brayden is part of the team, we're going to be expanding what you guys are getting. We're going to be doing a lot more Instagram content, social media content, just to make sure that you guys get little tidbits that you might miss if you don't listen every week. And, you know, we're always doing fun little things behind the scenes, little giveaways, little things. So, like this giveaway, and we're going to have a lot of fun sponsors and things coming up, like Maker Camp that's coming up. We might be giving away some tickets for that.
That is coming up.
And a lot of other fun goodies. So make sure to tune in. And it's been great. Brayden, do you have anything else to add for your first show?
No, it is like really starting to storm here, so my electricity decided, you know, it's gonna take a break for a second.
That's fine. It's only 1:45 in the morning.
I didn't think about this when we invited Brayden on. We're in the same city, so if his power goes out, there's a fair to good chance that my power will go out as well.
We're hosed by the same natural disasters
of the call.
Didn't even realize that.
You know what? You only YOLO once. I think that's the saying, right?
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us. This has been episode 200. Tune in next week for our special guest, our new host.
201.
201. Brayden Bowakes?
Bauer. Bowakes? Brayden Bauer. I think.
Bauer?
Yeah, Bauer. Yeah.
Brayden Breezy.
Something like that.
Bree Unit.
Bree Unit!
Thank you so much for joining us. I guess we'll see you all next week.
Hey, love you long time.
Bye.
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 I lost a bet, and now I do all their voiceover work.